May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus was talking about righteousness. And he used examples like that. He said that if you say that, you know, that if you have hatred in your heart towards your brother, then even though you've not expressed it, then you've sinned. If you say you haven't committed adultery because you haven't committed the act of adultery, but you've lusted in your heart, you've committed adultery. And so what he was doing was challenging the Pharisees' idea of what righteousness was all about, because they were saying they were righteous because they were counting the 10 and not losing their temper, because they weren't, quote, doing this and weren't, quote, you know, keeping all the external rules. And Jesus was saying that's not what righteousness is all about at all. It's an internal thing. And that regardless of what your behavior looks like on the outside, if on the inside there's turmoil and defeat and chaos, then you're living a defeated life. And that's because God sees the heart. And in Romans chapter 8, he gives us the solution. Again, the build-up to Romans chapter 8 is the chapters that come before that. And what the chapters before that simply decree and declare is that there is something new about you. It's all by the grace of God, that you're a new person, you're a new self. And as a new self, you don't have the same relationship to sin that you once had. That the person that you used to be, the old self, without Christ, that person was in bondage to sin, the power of sin in you. And you were under condemnation because you were a guilty sinner. So you lived under a cloud of condemnation and you lived as a slave to sin. But he says, but when Jesus Christ went to the cross, he took you to the cross with him. And in his finished work, he transformed who you are. That you died with him on the cross, and you were buried with him. And the old self that used to be was left in the ground. And then you were raised up with him into newness of life, sharing in union with his resurrection life and resurrection power. Again, those verses in Romans 6, 10, and 11, for the death that he died to sin once. But the life that he lives, he's living to God, and therefore consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God because you're in Christ. And then he goes on in the rest of chapter 6 and talks about how our relationship to sin has changed, Romans chapter 7. And then when you get to chapter 8, he kind of brings some things to a conclusion. And he says this, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because where our relationship to sin and the guilt to sin is changed. Doesn't mean we can't sin, but we don't live under condemnation anymore because we also have forgiveness. For the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh as an offering for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. And he says this. Basically what he's saying here again is that you couldn't please God by your human effort. The flesh can't ever walk in righteousness. But before you were a Christian, that's all you had to work with, was just your human self-effort. Even religious self-effort and self-determination. That's Romans 7. Paul, as a religious man, says, the things that I hate, I find myself doing. The things I want to do, I can't do. Oh, wretched man that I am, who's going to deliver me from this body of death? And so he says, what's happened, there's been a change. You're now a new creation. You're in union with Christ, and his relationship to sin is one of freedom and liberty. There's no condemnation. And so he said, God did all that. He transformed you. He didn't just die on the cross for you and declare you're forgiven so that one day you can go to heaven. He changed who you were so that your relationship to sin on earth can be different. So you no longer have to live counting the 10 so you don't lose your temper, though you're angry and bitter on the inside, or just avoiding adultery on the outside while you're living in lust and adultery on the inside and so on and so on and so on, that you may not say critical words on the outside, but you're critical and bitter on the inside. He said, God once didn't just come to set you free from sin's penalty. He came to change your relationship to sin. Not just its penalty, but its power. And he did all that, verse 4, in order that the requirement or the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Not by us, but in us. Now, what's the righteousness of the law? Not that you won't kill somebody, but you won't hate somebody. Not that you won't commit adultery, but that you won't long to commit adultery. Not that you won't speak critical words, but that you won't have a critical heart. In order that, he made you a new creation, so in order that, the verses that Bracken read earlier, those fun verses, in order that you can fulfill what Jesus laid out in the Sermon on the Mount, that you are changed from the inside out. In order that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but who now walk according to the Holy Spirit. You see, because it's the Holy Spirit in us that makes the life of Christ real to us. And it's from that place we now walk. Instead of walking in the flesh, and understand, walking in the flesh isn't always just going out and deliberately sinning. It's just trying to live the Christian life by your own self-effort. That's walking in the flesh also. Carnality at its heart isn't defined by the kind of thing you do, but the origin from which you're trying to do something. It's out of self, it's carnal, it's flesh. So, but he says you're no longer trying to keep the law through external effort by your own self-effort and energy. The requirement, the righteous law, is now being fulfilled in you because you're now living in the power of the Holy Spirit. You're living from a totally different resource as a new person than you used to. Supernatural. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.